This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are continuing our sermon series, applying biblical principles to government. And we are doing so in preparation of the primary election that will be held in the state of Florida August 23rd. That'll be the day of election. Some people are already voting and have been voting for some time, even for around a month vote by mail, and others will be voting soon, early voting. It is important for Christians to be registered to vote, but not just to vote for any person, but to educate themselves about what God says about issues and also where the candidates stand on issues. And we actually have been preaching about what God says about issues. And this is the fourth Sunday that we've been preaching on this. And we have a website, FloridaVotesValues.com, FLVotesValues.com, where you can actually get voter guides that will help you and help you know where the candidates stand on issues. And we do have voter guides in local counties and select counties. If your county's not one of them and you want to help make create a voter guide next election cycle for your county, let us know and we can actually help you with that. We have the training and the expertise. Really, it only takes about 30 hours to produce a local voter guide for your county. But we're going to actually review some of what we've talked about in the past, cover new ground today. It is important when we know that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And we know that in America, we actually have the right to and the responsibility to vote for those who are in authority. So we can actually elect the righteous to be in authority. So let us do that. And we're going to do that by first of all, making sure we're registered to vote, by educating ourselves about what God says about the issues, also educating ourselves about where the candidates stand on those issues, and then going out and voting according to biblical values. Francis Gimke, the Reverend Francis Gimke, in Equality of Right for All Citizens, Black and White alike, said this: if the time ever comes when we shall go to pieces, it will be from inward corruption, from the disregard of right principles, from losing sight of the fact that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The secession of the southern states in 1860 was a small matter with the secession of the Union itself from the greater principles enunciated in the Declaration of Independence, in the Golden Rule, in the Ten Commandments, in the Sermon on the Mount. Unless we hold and hold firmly to these great fundamental principles of righteousness, our union will be only a covenant with death and an agreement with hell. And again, we're going to just briefly review some of the previous topics that we've talked about. You can actually go to our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, our church YouTube channel, Covenant Tabernacle, our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center, and you can see some of these principles, and you can watch the previous sermons. But First, we saw that rulers must recognize God as our creator, and this is really where it starts. If God is our creator, we're subject to his standards, subject to his laws. Rulers must read God's law and fear and obey God. Rulers must be just. Also, judges must judge the people justly. Our constitution and laws must be based on God's law, that rulers must defend innocent human life. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. 1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidate will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, critical race theory, defund the police, and more. Again, visit FloridaVotesValues.com. Welcome back to a Faster PC live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there, and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Questions. Thank you for being here and for tuning in. And of course, your question can be on any topic. It doesn't have to be about, you know, the topics that we're talking about. And, you know, depending on what your questions are, we might just run with that for this show. We can, you know, this is what we do. We solve computer problems. We solve technology problems. We can help you, hopefully, with your technology problems and give you some answers, point you in the right direction. So one thing I do want to go over a little bit today is making sure that, first of all, you're using the account
the type of account with Windows that you want to use. And secondly, making sure that if you do have a Microsoft account and you do have, if you have a Microsoft account, it's very important that you know the password and that you also have some ways that you can get in and reset the password if you forget the password. And we'll talk about one of the most important reasons that is, which is the BitLocker key. So, we'll explain what all that is, because I know some of this stuff, when we talk about computers, we're talking about a lot of, it's almost like a separate language. It's like there's things there's words that if you don't know what they are, it makes it difficult to understand what we're talking about. But let's talk about first the Windows account. So when you get a new computer or you open up a computer for the first time, Microsoft wants you to have a certain experience that they call the out-of-the-box experience. And what they want is they want you to, and by the way, some of our customers bring their computer to us to have us set it up so that they don't have to go through that process. But Microsoft really wants you to have a certain out-of-the-box experience, and they would like that for you, and they want you to be able to choose what kind of account. And actually, they don't want you to really to be able to choose. In Windows 11, it's not impossible, but you have to really know what you're doing to be able to choose an account, to be able to set up an account that's a local account. So prior to Windows 8, all accounts were local accounts. What a local account is, it's an account, it's a user account, and this is what we're talking about, a user account. So when you turn your computer on, you typically are logging into a computer account, a user account. Now some computers, a lot of computers only have one account. And it might be home, it might be user for the user account, it might be an email address if it's a Microsoft account. But in the Windows 7 and prior, you had a local account. So if your name was Fred, your account might be Fred. It might be Fred and Jane if your wife is named Jane. You had an account. That account was local, meaning that it was only on that computer. So it actually didn't go out. It didn't communicate with Microsoft. It didn't have a username that Microsoft knew. It didn't have a password that Microsoft knew and could verify. You weren't able to go to Microsoft's website and reset your password if you forgot your password or you changed your password and didn't know what it was. Well, you could bring it to a faster PC, and a faster PC could reset it for you. But you had no way, really, of resetting the password. Well, Microsoft, with Windows 8, came out with a Microsoft account password. And over the years, and over the various editions of Windows, they have pushed this Microsoft password more and more and more. They really want you to have a Microsoft account. And they want you to, with a Microsoft account, it's not a local account. Your computer has the username and password, but so does Microsoft. If you actually forget, if you have a Microsoft account and you forget your password, you can go to account.microsoft.com. We'll go there maybe in a little bit and show you where that is. But you can go to account.microsoft.com. You can go through the login process. You have to type in your username, which is going to be an email address or a phone number. And so you type that name in, and then you can actually go through the resetting the password process if you don't know what the password is. So what happens quite often is people set these accounts up when they first turn their computer on. And they're not really thinking, maybe you even think, you know, hey, I can remember that. You know I do things like that sometimes. And, you know, I can remember the username and password. Well, you know, the thing is, you're going to look at this right then, and then you're probably going to set up a PIN, which is going to be an easy way to get into the computer. And the PIN may be a four-digit numeric PIN. It could be more digits than four. It has to be at least four. You could also have a PIN that actually has letters in it as well. Some people have a PIN that's just letters. And quite often, many of our customers think that their PIN is their password. But the PIN is not the password. The PIN actually only works on that particular computer. And it's just a quick way to log in. Now, sometimes you'll actually get to a place where you need to use your password and not your PIN. And we've also seen a few times where the computers come up and ask for a PIN and not the password and didn't even give an option for the password, and the customer didn't even know what the PIN is. So it's really important to remember what that password is, to remember what that PIN is. And again, we'll talk about some of the reasons why that's important, but we're just trying to explain some of the differences here. And when you're setting this up, it is important that you think. And see, Microsoft really kind of pushes this on you. And what they'll say is, well, you know, if you don't have a Microsoft account already, that's okay. We can create one for you. And what they'll do is they'll actually create a new email address that ends in Outlook.com, which, of course, Microsoft Outlook is a Microsoft product, and they have webmail, and the webmail is at Outlook.com. And you know, this is where they're moving their Hotmail and all their new email addresses that they're giving out. When they're assigning email addresses are now at Outlook.com. They're not using Hotmail anymore. I mean, maybe you can still get a Hotmail account. I don't know. But I know when you're setting up a new Microsoft account, they're going to want you to use Outlook.com if you don't already have one. And what some people do is maybe you already have one with your email address. Maybe your email address is fredandjane@gmail.com. And you already have an email. You already have a Microsoft account, but you don't remember the password. So you type that email address in, and then you go to type the password or what you think the password is, and it doesn't work. And Microsoft says, well, just create a new one. So you create a new one. You don't even remember what the username is, much less what the password is when you need to get into that account 3 years down the road or 5 years down the road, or think about it, it could be 10 years down the road. You know, so it's important to have a method of recording this information and so that you remember what the username and password is. It's also important that you have some other, if you're creating that new account that's not linked to any other account, it's important that you have some alternate ways of contacting Microsoft contacting you so that you can reset your password. And we'll talk more about this in a minute.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to A Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show, or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. And we are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions, ready to answer your technology questions and help you out there. And, of course, one of the things we're talking about, we have been talking about a Microsoft account. And we continue to talk about this. Of course, if your question's about a different topic, that's okay. We can take a break. We can talk about this later or maybe even next week if we don't get all the way to it. But we're gonna educate you and just hopefully help you out so that you can know and maybe not make some mistakes that some other people have made, so that you can actually learn how to handle some of these situations. So
What happens with a Microsoft account is people are again setting these up, and setting them up a lot of times without really even understanding what a Microsoft account is, and without knowing all the ramifications of not knowing that password in the future. So let's go over some of those ramifications. So first of all, again, if you have a Microsoft account, you have that account username is the email address. It's an email address. It's a password. It's an email address or a phone number, and then you're going to have a password, and then you're going to have a PIN. Now, the PIN is not actually linked to the Microsoft account. It's linked solely to your computer. So if you had a second computer that was using the same Microsoft account, that second computer could use the same PIN, or it could use a different PIN. But using the same PIN, it would not be linked up to the other computer. The PIN is only for that computer. So what happens quite often, again, is people set up these Microsoft accounts. They don't even realize that it is a Microsoft account. They forget about the password because a lot of times they're only typing in the PIN. They don't even know that they have a password. And then we've seen other customers that are always typing the password. They don't realize they have a PIN. And one of the things that Microsoft has done recently is they have created this hello where they want to make it easier for you to log in. And once you enable hello, then you're using a PIN and not a password. And sometimes the password doesn't even come up as an option. And so we've had customers that have brought their computer in because they didn't even know that they had a PIN. They knew what the password was, but they didn't know what the PIN was, and they couldn't get to the place where they could type in the password. And we've helped them resolve that as well. And sometimes the password is needed. Like, for instance, when we're doing certain work on a computer, the password is needed. If we go into safe mode, sometimes on newer versions of Windows, we can use a PIN, but in older versions of Windows 10, and sometimes even in current versions of Windows 10, we still need a password to get into safe mode. And if you bring your computer in here because to a faster PC because you fell for a scam, you let a hacker into your computer, you let a scammer into your computer, or you think your computer's infected, or maybe your computer is infected, we're going to run scans, and we're going to do those in safe mode. Why in safe mode? Well, in safe mode, very little loads. And chances are the infection isn't loaded in safe mode. But when you turn your computer on in normal mode, the infection is going to be loaded. When you have an active infection and you're trying to get rid of it, it's almost impossible. Because the infection is constantly trying to stop what your efforts to delete it, to block it, to uninstall it, to get rid of it. And the infection is putting itself into different places so that it can come back, and it's trying to stop your antivirus, it's trying to stop the anti-malware, whatever program you're running to actually clean the computer, it's trying to stop all that. And it's trying to make it so that your system, so that it's still on your system. So we'll go into safe mode and we'll run those scans in safe mode. And in safe mode, we're able to run those scans without the infection running in most cases. And that makes it much, much easier to get rid of the infection. And again, sometimes we need the password to get in there. Another reason that we need the password is Microsoft has a encryption method for the hard drive called BitLocker. And this actually is good. If as long as you know your Microsoft account username and password, it's a good thing, because what it does, it encrypts the data on your drive, so that if, let's say, your computer was stolen and the hacker didn't know your username and didn't know your password, couldn't get in, but knows something, maybe the person that stole it knows something about computers. Maybe they're a hacker. Maybe they just know how to get data off of a drive. So they pull the drive where the actual physical data is stored. I actually have a drive right here that I can show you. So this is a platter hard drive. For those watching on the Facebook video or the YouTube video, I'm holding up a platter hard drive, and I've actually removed some of the stickers on the top, and you can actually see, well, you may not be able to see it all the way, but there's actually a cutout here. Normally we wouldn't do this because this exposes the platters, which is not good, but this particular drive, the customer did not want any data to be retrievable, so we're in the process of taking this apart because it wasn't responsive to actually shred the data on it. So anyway, again, we wouldn't normally open it up like this, but this drive, if it had BitLocker on it, this drive would be encrypted. If it didn't have BitLocker on it, and it was functioning right, this one's not functioning right, but if it were functioning right, I can actually take this drive to another computer, plug it in, and get access to all of the data off of this. We do this all the time for customers. Maybe we need to do a backup and clean install, or the operating system's corrupt, but the data is still here on the drive. Well, the customer wants the data. They want their pictures. They want their documents. They want their tax documents. They want their videos. They want maybe it's a video of a Pop Warner football game or a baseball game or a basketball game or cheerleading event or a dance recital or a piano recital, whatever it is. You have pictures and videos of kids, grandkids, relatives, friends, family. So all of those things are important. And documents, maybe, some people are writing, we have customers that are writing books. Some of them are writing books like the history of their family. And they're writing this so that their descendants can have this information. So all these things are important. We have customers that have their medical, medicine and prescriptions that they are taking. They have it all written down, printed out, typed out on a document, so they can hand that to their doctor. So the doctor knows, well, I shouldn't prescribe this because they're taking this and they can have an adverse effect. So anyway, we can actually take this drive, again, if the drive's functioning properly and it doesn't have BitLocker, we can take it, plug it into a computer, we can access the data, we can copy the data to a portion, we have a spot on our computer where we copy the data, and then let's say we do a clean install of Windows, we can then copy, maybe to another hard drive or to the same drive, we can then copy the data back to that computer so that the person has their data, those pictures, those videos, the music, the documents, the Excel spreadsheets, whatever it is on the computer that you have that's important, you want to be able to get that. Well, if this drive has BitLocker, and let's go back to the scenario where maybe your computer's stolen and it's in someone else's hands, the drive has BitLocker. You then take it, they take it out of the computer, they take it over to another computer, plug it in, and guess what? The data is not accessible. The program, actually, the Windows operating system will say, enter the BitLocker key to access this drive. Where do you get that BitLocker key? Well, you get it from your Microsoft account. So you actually need to go to account.microsoft.com. I'll actually go there. Let me switch over to a full screen here. And And I'll actually head over there right now. So what I'm going to do, I think I'm going to actually load a in private session, which is similar in Chrome. They call it incognito, but just so that my accounts don't show up here. But I'm going to go to account.microsoft.com. So you would log in with your Microsoft username and password and click sign in. Log in with your Microsoft username and password. And then you would see devices. When you go to devices, you would see a BitLocker key. And that BitLocker key is going to be a long string of numbers. And I don't recall exactly how many numbers, but it's a long string. It's probably about 30 numbers. And they're separated in groups of five or six or something like that. And again, I don't remember the exact number of numbers or the exact grouping. But without that BitLocker key, is the encryption key for the data encryption on your drive. And if you don't have that, if you don't have access to that, you don't get your pictures. You can't get those videos. You can't get the music. You can't get the documents. You can't get the book if you have a book. You can't get your Quicken data or your QuickBooks data. None of that is accessible without the BitLocker key. If you have data that has been encrypted on your drive with BitLocker. So this is one of the reasons, and by the way, Microsoft, a lot of people have their drives encrypted with BitLocker, have no idea what BitLocker is, what encryption is, or the ramifications of not knowing their Microsoft account username and password. And we actually had someone call the shop this morning who said that they had a Microsoft account, and they're actually trying to retrieve data off of a computer right now. And maybe the computer failed and the hard drive failed, or maybe the motherboard failed. And they're pulling this drive over to another computer, and they need the BitLocker key to access it. Well, access that data. Well, what's going to happen? Well, they're bringing this data over, and what they actually find is they need the BitLocker key. Well, where's the BitLocker key? It's in Microsoft. So they log into a Microsoft account username and password that they know, and it doesn't have that computer in it. So again, when you set up your new computer, Microsoft's saying, oh, it's okay. If you don't have access to your account, or you don't know the password to it, it's okay, we can create a new one. Well, you have to realize you create a new one, that's a new username and password you need to remember so that you can be able to get into that account later on if you need to. And it could be especially important if you choose to enable BitLocker encryption. Your data would then be encrypted. You would need that BitLocker key to decrypt it or to allow access to that data on the drive. Otherwise, you have no access.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. Right, you do, and we are back ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve computer and technology problems. And of course, we also are here to fill you in on a little bit about the importance of a Microsoft account and making sure you know the username and password. We'll also, if you stick around to the end, we'll also show you a way that you can get around creating a Microsoft account, even with Windows 11. This actually works. So make sure you stick around. And of course, if you have a question, even if it's not quite on this topic, that's okay.
if we don't get through with this, we can cover it more detail next week. We've had some customers that you think, well, hey, I don't want Microsoft knowing all this information about me. So I'm just going to, we had one customer, he thought he was going to be slick. He said, so I set up my Microsoft account with an email address that I no longer have access to. And he did that so that he could get one over on Microsoft. Well, it's kind of important if you need to get into that account. It's kind of important to get into that account. And we are going to the lines right now. We have a caller calling in from Las Vegas.
Sure.
Welcome to the show. I wonder who this might be.
I'll bet you could take a wild guess.
I might just be able to take a wild guess. And in fact, there's a lot of betting in Las Vegas. And I would say that the odds are very high that this is none other than Alan Love.
You are correct, Dick. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I've been experiencing a tremendous amount of flooding the last couple of weeks here. And believe it or not, flooding in Las Vegas happens with like 1.5 inches of rain. It's incredible.
And wow.
Brian, I have a question on a different subject. I see what the metaverse is doing. I saw a news story recently where three top brain surgeons were able to conference virtually and have a model of the human brain and plan a patient's brain surgery. So I understand the universe and how valuable it's going to become. But what I don't understand are these NFTs where people are spending real money to buy virtual real estate and supposedly sell virtual items for a lot of money. And I'm just wondering if you can what that is and why.
Yeah, well, some of it is, can be scams also. So you do have to watch out. Anytime you're looking at something virtual, it's not real. So sometimes there are scams out there, and you wanna make sure if you are buying something, it's kind of like if you remember, there's a company out there where you can name a planet or a star after someone. Well, I mean, okay, so you name it and they send you a certificate that says you've named this star. Well, who gives them the authority to name that star? So you have this piece of paper that says you have a star named after someone that you love. Well, that's great. But it doesn't really mean that star is named after that. You can say it's named after that. You can hold this piece of paper. You can give that piece of paper to someone and say, hey, I named a star after you. Doesn't really mean that star is named after the person or that most people will even know what the name of the star is. So you do want to, be cautious. I would caution anyone from investing into buying this, especially if you don't understand it, and there is a lot that is that we will be able to understand further in the future, right now we did it's new, and maybe we should ask Al Gore. He probably had something to do with inventing it. That's a joke, obviously, definitely, I would just advise, against doing anything like that, especially if you don't know what you're getting into. So
what actually is an NFT?
Yeah, I actually myself don't know. So there's you know, one of the things that I mean, it's okay. So NFT is a non-fungible token. So this is from The Verge. And fungible means I see Cliff has his
I have an NFT microphone. Sentinel.
You have an NFT Sentinel, okay. So have you done anything with NFTs, Cliff?
Oh yes, I mine XYO cryptocurrency right off my phone.
Okay.
400,000 of them already.
Yeah, so you know, cryptocurrency is something that definitely, you know, it's all based on an algorithm, and if you find it first, it's yours. So you know, but definitely, you know, this is new, and it is something that a lot of people don't know. But a non-fungible token is what NFT stands for. Fungible means that it can be changed and redirected. So non-fungible more or less means that it is it's unique and can't be replaced with something else. For example, a Bitcoin is fungible. Trade one for another Bitcoin, and you'll have exactly the same thing. A one-of-a-kind trading card, however, is non-fungible. If you trade it for a different card, you have something completely different. You know, that's kind of what it is. I mean, we'll probably be able to learn more about that in the future. But at a very high level, most NFTs are part of the Ethereum blockchain. So Ethereum is a cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dogecoin, but its blockchain also keeps track of who's holding and trading NFTs. So Ethereum is a part of cryptocurrency, and it's all based on algorithms. And you know, again, if you have a phone or a computer that is searching for this cryptocurrency and it finds it, and you're the first person that finds it, you actually own that, and that is worth whatever that type of cryptocurrency is worth at that time, which, you know, it could be a fraction of a cent, anywhere up to, you know, we've had Bitcoin at some points, which is, you know, the first one and the main one, at least the main one that many people are familiar with. Bitcoin is actually, you know, has been, you know, over $60,000. And, you know, the price actually fluctuates. I know Dogecoin at one point was fractions of a cent per coin, and then it went up a little bit. And, you know, doesn't have to go up very much for it to be worth a little bit of money. So anyway, that's kind of what it is. And again, we'll be learning more about this as we go on. But you know, if you don't understand it, it's probably better to not get involved in it. You know, learn before you put money into something. And you know, if you're doing something like actually using a phone or a computer to find these, and you know, then it's only your time, and you just have to calculate whether that is worth it. And not only your time, but if you have, let's say, a computer that is actually searching for various types of cryptocurrency, that computer is expending energy. And one of our technicians was actually mining for cryptocurrency, and he stopped doing it because he was actually paying as much in electricity as he was earning with the cryptocurrency. And we have another customer that actually had a room where they had about 30 computers that were mining cryptocurrency, and and he did it, and he's really huge into cryptocurrency. But he actually stopped because of the same reason. He was spending as much money in electricity. Just get this. He had a room that was probably 12 foot by 15 foot or 20 foot. He had two air conditioning systems in that room to cool, to keep the computer. Actually, it kept one running where it was constantly exhausting hot air out of the room. The other one was constantly blowing cold air into the room. And the temperature in that room was above 90 degrees. So, you know, he had two full-size AC units working constantly to keep the room at about 95 degrees temperature. And he was spending so much money on electricity that it really was like, well, he could just buy the cryptocurrency if he wanted to do that. And he wouldn't have to maintain the computers and go through all the time that's involved in that. So that is something that you have to consider if you are mining Bitcoin using computers. It is power intensive.
Well, Brian, I think the bottom line is that I should call back about a year from now and ask more about NFTs.
Yeah, we'll know. We'll know more about them. And I did promise earlier that I would give you a key to actually be able, with a Windows 11 computer, to actually create an account that is a local account instead of a Microsoft account. And I won't have time to fully explain this, but what you can do, you will have to connect to the internet, and then for your username, type no@no.com. And for the password, just type a random set of characters and hit enter, and Microsoft will say, oops, something went wrong, and it'll give you an option to create a local account. We'll talk more about that and about Microsoft.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website, afasterpc.com, and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Applying Biblical Principles to Government, Part 4. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find Afaster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for Afaster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. Afaster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. First Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidate will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, critical race theory, defund the police, and more. Again, visit FloridaVotesValues.com.